The House Without a Christmas Tree by Gail Rock. How come you haven't got your Christmas tree up yet? Carla May asked. Oh, I said, trying not to show embarrassment. We don't want one. How come? She asked, sounding surprised. They're just a waste of money, I said, parroting the argument my father had given me. Besides, we're going to Uncle Will's to open presents, and he has a tree. I could tell the reasoning wasn't going over any better with Carla May than it had with me. We didn't have a tree the Christmas before either, but we had been in Des Moines visiting my aunt, so I didn't have to answer any questions then. My dad wouldn't dream of not having a tree, she said. Mom says he acts just like a little boy at Christmas time. Well, I said huffily, my dad's grown up, and he acts grown up. Where are you going to put your presents? She asked. Oh, we pile them up on the writing desk, I said lamely. I bet you're the only person in town without a tree, said Carla May. Jesus didn't have a Christmas tree, I replied. He didn't? She said, surprised. Of course not, Dodo.